Let's go into this.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who sent you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Says, hey, Ben and Kelly, can you call my husband Corey with a phone tap? We've done pranks on each other for as long as we've been married, but I've got an idea I think you could take to the next level.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Can't wait to hear what you do, Sophie.
Okay, so William Hassenpepper, not a real person, just a character we've created, works at the State Motor Vehicle Department. Not going to put up with any sort of vanity license plates that Corey's wife ordered, and he's got to call Corey and let him down.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hello, is this Corey?
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
Corey, this is William Hassenpepper at the Motor Vehicle Department. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. You are from where?
The State Motor Vehicle Department, calling you from the Licensing Division about the custom license plates you ordered.
Oh, yeah. No, so that wasn't me, actually. That was my wife. But the car is registered in my name.
I see. Let's see. Is that a Sophie then, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, she ordered some new plates, the custom ones. The vanity plates, I guess they call them. Yeah.
Well, your request was forwarded to me. Now, our system is computerized, but any questionable plates get reviewed by me.
Okay. So was there a problem?
Oh, buddy, I think you know what the problem is.
Uh-oh.
No, I really don't.
So you don't know what she requested on her license plate then?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know, Corey, a lot of people try to order these vanity plates. Oh, they seem innocent. They don't think I wouldn't know what the plates really mean. But they can't pull one over on William Hassenpepper. You think I wouldn't know what she was trying to say with this plate?
No, I don't know. Something about pickleball, was that it?
Yeah, sure, pickleball.
Can you just, what does the license say? Can you tell me?
Well, the license she requested was PKLLVR, which I read as pickle lover.
No, it's actually about pickleball. We both play pickleball.
I bet you do.
What? What is that supposed to mean?
I've been doing this a long time, Corey. I can tell when somebody's trying to sneak something dirty by us.
There's nothing dirty here. What is dirty about pickleball? It's a game.
Oh, but the license doesn't say pickleball. It says pickle.
Well, I'm sure you would find something dirty about it if she did have ball in there.
Well, you're darn tootin' I would.
So she just has pickle.
And we all know what that means.
Yes, yes, we do. I told you, it's short for pickleball. But even if it was about pickles, what is wrong with that? Maybe she just, I don't know, maybe she loves pickles.
Pickle lover? So she's a pickle lover, is she? If your wife is the pickle lover, then what's that make you, Corey? I think you are the pickle in that scenario.
Oh, my God. Look, hey, I think you've been doing this job too long, and you see something dirty in everything you read. I don't know what your deal is, okay? Can't somebody just love pickleball or pickles?
Listen, your wife can love all the pickles she wants to, but she needs to do that pickle loving in the privacy of your home. Oh, I'm not going to let her put that filth on a license plate that children can see. Not on my watch, mister. Whether it's pickles or balls or pickle balls, you tell your pickle-loving wife that she is not going to get her pickle-loving license plate.
Is that right?
That's right. And if Sophie has any problem with that, she can check with the Ben Davis and Kelly K show, because we're the ones that she reached out to with this phone tap.
Wait, what?
Hey, Corey. Hey, it's Ben and Kelly, and yeah.
Oh my God, are you kidding me right now? Oh my God, wow, that is nuts.
Listen, pickle lover, not on my watch.
That is inappropriate, and I am the inappropriate police.
That's not gonna fly on my watch. That's right. That's right. Oh shoot!
You keep your pickle to yourself.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, I've missed him.